to being able to be helpful and get you in and out of here with some useful tips you'll be able to use directly for your business within the next 30 minutes. So Lindsay and Julie, are we about ready to get started?
Yeah. Also, we'll be recording this session so others can listen in who may not have been able to join. So just so you know, it'll also be available on the Advanced Media New York website after this, so you can check it out as well.
Fantastic. And we'll also provide a copy of the deck as well that we can attach there. Julie, you ready to get started? Julie, you'll need to unmute.
We're all still getting the hang of this.
We're all getting the hang of this new technology. We've never done a seminar like this where we've all been in a different spot, as I'm sure you all are having a lot of challenges, whether you're working from home for the first time, maybe working remotely for the very first time, and it's creating a lot of new questions, but new skills that we're all learning. So what the three things we're actually going to talk today are what you can do for your business, about how to update, how to communicate, and how to actually plan to be able to move forward. We're going to take each topic a little bit and just delve into some things that you can do to help out your business. The first thing is you want to be able to update information to your customers, to your clients, whomever it is you're working with. I want to talk about the different things that you can do, and what do we mean by updating? We mean to let them know, have you changed your hours? Are you offering different services? What about those different events or things? Also, there are a lot of people who are having a different business model where maybe they're shipping before where they weren't having products being shipped previously. So how are those being offered? Are you going out and they're being delayed somewhat? Are you getting things more quickly because you're using a different shipping service? But it's really key to be able to communicate that and how customers can actually communicate with you. Also, as simple as things is doing things like cancellation and refund policies. So what's the best way of how you can actually do that? And Julie's gonna talk a little bit about using Google My Business profiles. Julie?
Yeah, sure. So good afternoon, everybody. You know, Robin just talked about, you know, making sure you're updating, you know, your business information to be the most relevant for what's going on and reflects how you're currently doing business. And one of the ways that a lot of people sometimes overlook is their Google My Business page or their profile. And so on the screen right now is just an example of, you know, a local spa. And this is what shows up when someone, you know, Googles the business name. A lot of times on Google, it's called the knowledge panel on desktop. It'll show up on mobile. But a lot of people use this to get your phone number, to get your hours, to get your address, to get the basic information about your business. So it's, you know, important, I think, for, you know, businesses to look to this to update your hours, your business description, how your business is changing during this time. And that can be done through Google My Business post that can be placed within the profile, as well as, you know, just updating the business description and the hours. And Robin, if you want to go to the next slide, I think it shows an example of what this business a day or two ago did not have had this updated. And then Robin went back, I believe it was yesterday or today, and they had sort of, showed that they were temporarily closed. This just updates, you know, customers and the public, you know, immediately when they see this.
And it's a great way to be able to show that, because we also know that when people go and search, there's also what happens. It's called a zero click search. If you go and put something into Google and you find it, when this panel pops up, you don't have to click anywhere else, because this is really giving you the information that you want to be able to see or that a customer might be looking at, whether it's hours, just an address or a telephone number. So having that, seeing that it's temporarily closed right now, makes it really easy. And you can go and update those on using the Google My Business profile and make those updates yourself with other information. And we're going to give you some resources to show you how you can actually do that as well.
Yeah. So the main way that a business owner would go in is they would have a Google My Business login. Someone within the business or the marketing would have that login of how they've updated it in the past. And you use that login. Usually it's a Gmail account of some sort to do that. But we do have a I believe, a link at the end of this presentation that does walk people through it if they're not familiar with how to use this.
And Google has done a good job that they do have a special COVID-19 tab now, and that you can go in and actually do that specifically related to the changes that might happen with COVID-19. Next thing you can really update is, think about it, is your website. Julie, you want to take this? You want to?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, this is where the center of the, you know, the business will run online. So, this is where people are when they're looking to see, you know, can they order online from you? How has the business changed? Are you running any certain promotions? How has the COVID-19, you know, situation impacted your business specifically? You know, they're likely going to come to the website. And some of the ways that I've seen a lot of businesses do this is just a banner up top on the homepage, you know, of, you know, a striking color that sort of stands out. And I think, Robin, yeah, there's an example of one where, you know, it's just kind of stating the COVID-19 update for that particular business. This one that she's showing is now offering telehealth appointments. And you, now that everyone is home and they're not able to do business in the office, that links to the information of how to schedule a telehealth appointment. And so you just want to make sure that, you know, at the website does reflect your own sort of COVID-19 information. Most businesses have put forth some sort of statement. If not, you might want to consider, you know, just putting something there of how it's updating the business. You know, and you want to think like your customers first. What would they want to know? You know, is it a restaurant that's now offering takeout and pickup? Are you offering online specials? Are you shifting more of your business to online online sales? You know, you want to sort of think, what are they looking to know? Has the hours changed? How do we get in touch with someone if we have, you know, an appointment that we need to change? Things like that.
And I think that's so important, especially as, for example, you know, restaurants, you mentioned, Julie, as they are moving, some started off, they were going to do curbside, you know, pickup or delivery, and then they stopped doing that. Or maybe someone is really ramped up and not been ready to do it, but they're ready to do it now. So having that information front and center on your website is really going to help you to be able to communicate, because that's where everyone is. We all know we're spending an awful lot of time on our phones right now, cooped up at home as we are. Okay, next thing you want to talk about really is being able to communicate. And what do we mean by that? As we're all at home right now, and as you said, we're on our phones, we're on our computers, but though we're not having as much conversation maybe with our neighbors right next door, unless we're staying about 6 feet away, but that communication is happening when we can't get to people. Maybe we can't fly to visit someone. We can't go to visit someone who's in the hospital. And we want to be able to talk with our friends about what experiences they're having. So that's where social media is really coming into play here.
So,
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of people know to, you know, to update their Facebook page. That's something that I've sort of seen universally throughout a lot of the businesses on Facebook. But I want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure that businesses remember all of the different social channels as well. You know, making sure that there's potentially a statement on LinkedIn or on Twitter or Instagram if you have those profiles too. And also, it's, you know, I've seen a few businesses do this, and I think this makes sense to pin the post. For any social media managers out there, if you pin the post on the main one stating the COVID-19 situation within your business, that you can pin the post to the top so people don't have to kind of keep scrolling through. The other thing is, if you have the ability to create a video, or if you have a video that sort of reflects how you're doing business during this time, you know, making sure that's posted to YouTube, put it on your webpage. If you don't have that ability, you know, you can reach out to, you know, media companies like ourselves. We can create, you know, short, you know, inexpensive videos that could reflect that content and that messaging. But it's also a good way to sort of, you know, push out, you know, with everyone sort of being home over the last few weeks, we've definitely seen an increase in YouTube views, YouTube, you know, the amount of videos watched on YouTube, as, you know, no surprise. So that means that there's a lot more inventory out there. There's a lot, media costs are down for anyone using a like a TrueView platform, which is paid distribution on YouTube. It's just a great way to sort of get the message out while people are home watching, you know, that type of online video.
Great. And so when you're doing that, you know, you really do want to make sure that, as Julie mentioned, a couple of these things about that, you're really kind of thinking like a PR firm almost for your own business, that you're really communicating that that information to them. Lindsay, you want to talk a little bit about this?
Sure. So, you know, when you're trying to think of different executions to put out there, especially on social media, as Robin and Julie mentioned, it's a great platform. Some, you know, topic areas or connections that you can consider during this time period is really messaging your followers. So, you know, people are craving that connection right now, whether it's virtual or, I mean, I guess virtual is really all that we really have to lean on right now. So the more that you can connect with your followers and make it relatable, you know, we're all kind of going through the same things from an isolation standpoint. You know, the more you can kind of communicate and connect on that level, I think the more ingrained into their day-to-day life you will be. And when this is all over, you know, they'll think about that connection that was produced during this time period and think of your brand as a result. So some of key ways to kind of forge these connections are through videos. So as Julie mentioned, with all of us at home and streaming really becoming kind of our look into the outside world, video is, you know, even more a part of our daily life than ever before. So if you find a fun video that you want to share, if you're able to create something, it doesn't even have to be anything slick or fancy at this point. I think people are just happy with selfie videos, or, you know, maybe you just ad-libbing a certain topic related to your business. I think just seeing your face and kind of hearing words is able to really forge a connection right now. Also, something fun that businesses are doing are interactive polls on Facebook. So, you know, whether it's related to your business or just kind of something going on, this is another area where you can kind of engage with your followers in a different way. Encouraging followers to post pictures. I actually think that this is one of the most engaging things you can do right now. There are a lot of social movements out there. Especially around like families with kids. One example is, you know, people are writing with sidewalk chalk on driveways and writing inspirational messages to each other. So if you can, you know, put something out to your followers where it's like, you know, show us your inspirational message of the day or something like that, just to feel part of a movement and part of a community. I think people appreciate that right now. There's a lot of messaging out in the market that's really tied to community organizations or charity work. You know, there's a lot of darkness going on right now. So any of these nuggets that you can bubble to the surface, people really appreciate. So if your business is, say, you're a restaurant and you're donating some of your food products that are left at the end of the day to the rescue mission, or that 3D printer company that put the template for those 3D masks out in the marketplace, like anything that's helping healthcare providers, first responders, teachers, you know, any of those high profile segments, people love hearing those really compassionate stories. And I think that's what's fueling us and keeping a lot of us going right now are those positive nuggets. And also something to look into is Facebook has some cash grants for local businesses. We have some information for you on the end, but just something to take into consideration too for your business. I know these are kind of a lot of broad stroke generic things, but I know we have a lot of people across a lot of different industries. And I think there are ways to kind of tweak all of these bullet points and make it your own and appropriate to your business sector.
Yeah. And I think just to piggyback on that, Lindsay, too, if there's specific questions related to your own business or your own vertical of ideas or things or content that you'd want to be able to push out, just reach out to, you know, Lindsay or Robin and I afterward. And we're happy to have a, you know, 15-20 minute conversation of ideas and in consulting.
Exactly. And thanks. And there are so many great things that are going on in communities. and especially, you know, related to children and keeping kids busy. So all of those things can be something that you can push out on your pages, but it's going to depend on the type of business you are. And we do have a lot of different businesses who are on this call from those different industries. So the next thing is, you know, once we've you're updating your information, you're making sure you're getting the right stuff out, you're communicating with people who are your customers now, or previously have been your customers, and those that you hope might be your customers in the future. What do you do really when you're going to focus and plan? And that's one of the places where you get that, you know, it's like, what do I really do now and in the future? And so we're going to talk just a little bit about what those items might be there. So Lindsay, you wanted to speak a little bit about how we were thinking about, you know, marketing when you're marketing your business and what we're doing right now and how do you move forward then?
Sure. So I know we're all kind of living on a timeline that keeps fluctuating from day to day. And, you know, we don't really know where some of our endpoints are. So it does make it a little difficult to kind of plan out executions as we go. But if we were to kind of look at the future in 30-day, 60-day, and 90-day chunks, this is how I would kind of approach a game plan in order to kind of keep things moving and really put you in a position when things do get better to, you know, be there for your customers and go about business as usual as fast as possible. So, you know, 30 days out now between now and the end of April, when hopefully things have sorted themselves out, your focus should really be to keep your business going now. So just how can you keep staying active with your current base of customers, reminding them that you're there, you know, looking ahead to the future together, just really foraging and maintaining that connection with your customer base. 60 days out, you can start to look at kind of transition or recovery. So start thinking about, you know, maybe certain promotions that you might be able to put out there in order to jumpstart your business, and different tactics that, you know, before you open the door to try to get some buzz going around your brand. And then 90 days out, you know, if everything, cross your fingers, keeps going well, how can you go about business as usual? So how can you make sure from an internal standpoint that, you know, your supply chain's ready to go, that your brick and mortar store is ready to welcome customers. Just how can you make sure that, you know, once things are ready, business as usual can continue.
And that's great. And Lindsay, and in each of those stages, you know, your messaging that you're going to be communicating to your customers is obviously going to be a little bit different. Some of it may just be, you know, at the beginning, sort of a message of assurance, you know, we're still here, we're in business, we're helping you, or we may be closed right now because that's what we have to be, but we're here supporting you. And as you move that message then forward, as Lindsay said, you know, what kind of events or other information can you put out there to help your customers as you get those customers back? And what types of things have you maybe learned that you might be able to do business a little bit differently? So it's really taking that time and that pause to be able to plan how you want to be able to move forward so you are ready to hit the ground running and you've done that due diligence beforehand so you know that you're going to be ready to do that. So as we mentioned, we've got some resources here that when we send out the deck, there are live links you can link to. There's the help document about the Google My Business profile listing that will really walk you through that. And Google is adding new content to that link all the time, so to help you to be able to do that. Also, there's a link to a couple of the spots where Facebook announced about the cash grants and ad credits, so you can check in there to see what information there is. There's also our general and also Lindsay's contact information at the bottom. If you want to reach out to us directly, one of us would be happy to speak with you, Lindsay, Julie, or I, about how it is that we could actually help you there and, you know, help you to be able to move your business forward. So now I'm not sure if you've got any questions. I know we had a couple of questions submitted earlier, but if you've have any questions, come in chat, Lindsay. So I think you're managing the chat.
Yes, I am. So far, I don't see any active questions, so I'll go to kind of our pre-submitted question list. So the first question is, if my business is closed now and I don't know when we will open, should I be advertising now? And if so, what kind of message should I have out there? So I think I did touch on that a little bit when we talked about the 30, 60, 90 day plan. And I think also when we were kind of talking about some of the social media placements that you could be doing, I really think it's just thinking of ways to engage with your customer base that you already have right now and kind of keep them in the fold. So whether it's through those social posts or you continue to either ask them question prompts or post some of those inspirational stories, you know, speaking to your existing social media base is a good way to start. Also, if you have an existing CRM list or like an email list, you know, send out frequent emails, maybe no more than, I guess, once a week, I would say, just because we are kind of being inundated from an email standpoint. But if there are, you know, promotions that you're thinking of launching, if there are any of those kind of community outreach topics, like just stay in touch with those people and you have that information. So you might as well use it. Robin, Julie, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, no, I think that was it. I mean, that was good. I think that it's important to, if you do have campaigns that are out there running, you know, just maybe make sure and double check everything that you do have live, whether it's a, you know, a search campaign, that if you have that running, do we need to change the ad copy? Do we need to change some of the display creative or social creative that are you know, scheduled? But, you know, if you are temporarily closed, you know, I guess it just depends somewhat on the nature of the business. You know, is it something that if you were to able to collect leads that you were, you know, you would be able to turn around when the business did reopen? I mean, that would make sense to sort of build the pipeline and the funnel of leads if you're, you know, a landscaping business or, you know, home improvement or something like that. You know, others that are, you know, a retail oriented store, like Lindsay said, I think that would be a great way to just continue to stay engaged and let people know that you're obviously temporarily closed, but, you know, there's still a lot of other things that maybe you could help people with, you know, design ideas, things like that, if you're a furniture store, et cetera. So.
And there's so many, there are so many businesses, even though some, there are some businesses that have had to close temporarily, there are other businesses that are open or that can still really be getting themselves ready as we move into this spring season, hopefully is here. As we've all seen, you know, we're hearing stories, you know, home improvement, that's what everybody is really focused on. They're sitting at home, they're figuring out, what am I going to be doing? Heard a lot of anecdotal stories of people are doing, you know, major painting projects, but from some markets, not just in this market, but some of our other markets across the country, we've heard of home improvement places where if it's an outside job, they're coming and doing estimates already. So maybe it's a sidewalk replacement, or if it's something pest control or something like that. We've heard of someone doing roofing quotes by using a drone. So there's different ways that you can, you know, interact with the people that you want to do business with. And maybe if you're getting those quotes or doing that design idea, that once we're really ready to kind of move forward in the next, you know, in the next couple of months, you're really ready to hit the ground running with those customers that you've already captured who want to be able to do business with you. And that's what's really important, not letting yourself really go dark and seem like you're not doing anything right now, but seeing how we can all pivot to be able to change and adjust in this this new reality we're in right now. Any other questions that anybody would like to have answered or submitted there?
I don't see any more coming through.
Okay. Well, it's we're almost to the end. We've it's 12:26. So we hope you've found this helpful. As we said, we will be sending out an email that'll have the link for the recording and also for the deck that has that page with those helpful resources you can link to. I'd like to, on behalf of Advanced Media in New York, thank you very much for giving us your very valuable time. We know your time is important right now. Thank you, Lindsay, and thank you, Julie, for partnering with us in this. And we hope to be able to bring you other topics. If there's things that you'd like to talk about, please feel free to reach out and talk with us. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a great afternoon and a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.